The Word of God is living. It is powerful, infallible, indestructible, incorruptible, and it will work mightily in me.
And now, your host, Pastor Jerry Maya Williams, from the service Already in Progress.
On our journey, in this race of faith and life, things happen. That's what life is. In life, sometimes you have curveballs thrown at you. But you got to keep on keeping on. Whatever you do, you can't give up. You don't want to quit. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, there the Apostle Paul says to the Galatians, "And let us not be wearied in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not." How many believe that? How many believe that's a word of encouragement? "And let us not get wearied." What does it mean to get wearied? Let us not get weak. And sometimes we get weak and even weaken our faith. We get discouraged. Sometimes we get exhausted. We get tired. We just get tired. I don't feel like fighting. I'm just tired of fighting. I don't feel like praying. I'm just tired. I don't feel like going tonight. I am tired. But let us not get wearied in well-doing. For in due season, everybody shout, due season.
Due season.
For in due season. And in other words, everybody has a season due to you. And you're no exception. Your season will come. And in due season, you shall reap. Oh, happy day. That is. That will be. You shall reap if you faint not. You shall reap if you don't lose courage. You shall reap if you don't lose heart. You shall reap if you don't give up. So many have given up when the blessing was just around the corner. You shall reap if you don't quit. If you don't quit. Beloved, never get so discouraged. Never get so discouraged to the point of giving up on God and giving up on yourselves. You might say, "I've sown seeds of righteousness for a long time. I've sown my finances." You might say, "I've even acted on my faith. I've sown my faith." Yet seemingly, there is no manifestation of harvest in my life. There's no measurable return on my giving, seemingly. And there's no answers to my prayers. You don't have to raise your hands, but I know some of you have gone through that. Perhaps some of you are going through that. When you say, "Well, I've done everything I think I'm supposed to have done. I've sown in every way I know to sow. But I don't see a harvest. I don't see a measure of return on honoring God with my tithe and my offerings." Seemingly, there is no answer. I haven't received an answer to any of my prayers. But whatever you do, beloved, whatever you do, don't quit. Everybody shout, "Don't quit."
Don't quit.
And that's what I want to talk to you about for a few minutes this morning. Don't quit. Don't get wearied. Don't faint. Don't quit. I've been quoting the verse for the last couple of weeks out of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35, where we are admonished to cast, to not cast away, therefore, our confidence, which has great recompense and reward. For all you need is patience. You are in need of patience, beloved. You need to continue to wait on God. For you have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you shall receive the promise.
Amen.
How many believe that?
Amen.
Don't get weary. Don't faint. Don't quit. Anybody ever been in a race, physically speaking? It was just too hard and you quit. Perhaps it was a marathon. A long distance race. And you just quit. You got exhausted. It was just too hard. So you quit. But the word of the Lord has admonished us today that we should never quit.
Amen.
What we need to understand about life is things happen.
Amen.
Things happen all the time.
Yes, they do.
As you might say, stuff happens in life. And because stuff is happening in your life, doesn't mean something is wrong. Doesn't mean something is wrong with your faith. It simply means you have need of patience. So after you've done the will of God, you will receive the promise. Things come and go in life. Things are cyclical in life. Things are seasonal in life. Remember Genesis chapter 8 verse 22 says, there's a powerful principle there. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Do you hear what the word of the Lord is saying? As long as you're living on planet earth, there's going to be a time to sow, and there's going to be a time to reap. As long as you're here on planet earth, there's going to be seasons where you're cold. You're going, your life is going to be in a contraction rather than an expansion. But there's also going to come a season where things are going to heat up a little bit. How many hear what I'm saying? There'll be seasons of summer. When you have it, you have to joy of the Lord. But there'll also be winter where your faith will be tried. Then there's seasons where there's nothing but nighttime. Seasons of day and night. And during those nighttime seasons, you're like in the dark room. And in the dark room, you need to understand that God is still there with you. God is developing you. God is getting you ready for the daytime. This is why the psalmist says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
Joy.
David, in the psalm said, he talked about the happy man. He talked about the happy man. The happy man is the blessed man. To be blessed is to be happy. In Psalms number 1, verse 3, David says, and he
shall be like a tree planted amidst the night. What do I need?
You take this one. Oh, thank you, brother. Whew, turn this down a little bit. Now, if you're waiting for me to blame that on the devil, you're mistaken.
Amen.
I can't give him that kind of credit.
Amen.
I can't give him that kind of credit. See, I know exactly where I was. Don't rewind the tape now. David, the psalmist, talked about the happy man. The blessed man. In Psalms 1 verse 3, David says, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth his fruit in his season. Again, everybody has a season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. As long as you stay on this journey of faith, Whatever you're doing, it will prosper. If it's not prospering today, hold on, beloved. Your season is coming. Do you hear what I said? Now I want to give you three reasons from the scriptures not to quit. Three powerful reasons not to quit. Don't ever give up on your faith. Don't ever give up on God, and don't ever give up on yourself. In Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Here the writer of Hebrews says, in chapter 12, verse 1, therefore we also. Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. I gotta stop right there. Now, anytime you read the word therefore or wherefore in the Bible, you gotta ask yourself the question, why is it therefore? Therefore. If you look at chapter 11, verse 39, you'll see the connection. In all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise. God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. What is God saying? What is God saying? He is talking about the cloud of witnesses. Who are the cloud of witnesses? The cloud of witnesses are Abel. They're Enoch. They're Noah. They're Abraham and Sarah. Isaac and Jacob. Joseph. Moses. Joshua. And even Rahab the harlot. And many, many others. These are the cloud of witnesses who are enumerated in Hebrews chapter 11 when it gives us all the names of the heroes of faith. And here we're told, therefore we also, since we're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, and Abel, Enoch and Noah are the cloud of witnesses, Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, and Jacob are among those cloud of witnesses. Moses, and let's not forget Joseph now. Joseph is among those cloud of witnesses. So we're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnare us. And let us run with endurance. In other words, let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Why? Back at verse 39. And all these, in other words, all these heroes of faith, having obtained a good testimony through faith, they all had a good report because of their faith. But not one of them received the promise of the coming Messiah. They did not receive the promise. They did not receive a manifestation of Jesus Christ having come to the earth. They didn't receive a manifestation of his resurrection and his burial and his ascension. His being raised from the dead, his ascension. They didn't receive a manifestation of the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, and being filled with the Holy Ghost. They did not receive a manifestation of that. But God provided something better for us. What did God provide better for us? He provided the gospel dispensation. See, everything that people lived in, you know, before the flood, after the flood, under the law, even though there were some heroes of faith, they didn't have it as good as you and I. God provided something better for us. And what he provided was the gospel. The grace of God.
Amen.
He provided Jesus himself for us.
Yeah.
Every one of us have Christ in us.
Amen.
Those heroes of faith didn't have Christ in them. They only had the promise. We have Christ in us. We have the Spirit of God in us. The heroes of faith did not have the Spirit of God in them. The Spirit of God would move upon them momentarily, but they didn't have the Spirit living inside of them. Their bodies were not the temple of the Holy Ghost. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
So God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. Don't miss this, beloved. You can't quit. Don't give up. Don't give out. Because the heroes of faith are in heaven right now. They're like a great cloud of witnesses. And they're waiting on you. And they're waiting on me to make it so that they can be perfected. We're not perfected by them. They are perfected by us. Because we have something that none of them ever had. Somebody shout, Jesus. Therefore, we also, since we're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, this cloud of witnesses is not only the heroes of faith, as mentioned in Hebrews 11, but this cloud of witnesses may be my mother and my father who's going on to be the Lord. Maybe your loved one that's going on to be with the Lord. And I believe they're in the grandstands of heaven with Abel, with Enoch and Noah, with Abraham and Sarah, Isaac and Jacob, with Joseph, with Moses. And they're saying, along with Joshua, they're saying, you can make it. Don't give up. You can make it. Don't quit. Don't quit. Let us lay aside. If you're not going to quit, somebody say, I'm not going to quit. All right, let us lay aside every weight. Every weight. A weight is a hindrance. You got to lay it aside. There's a lot of things that's hindering to us in our life and our walk with God. It's not necessarily a sin. It's not necessarily wrong. But it's a hindrance.
Yes,
now, what's a hindrance to one may not be a hindrance to somebody else.
Right.
But you got to lay aside every hindrance.
Okay.
And the sin which so easily entangles us. It besets us. It snares us. It tangles us up. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. And whatever you do, don't give up. Keep on keeping on. Because those that have already gone to heaven will not be perfected until we are perfected. Huh?
Yes, sir.
You see, everybody before the flood, including Adam, because God covered Adam's sin with a blood sacrifice, everybody after the flood, everybody under the dispensation of the law, everybody, including us living under the dispensation of the gospel, we will all be consummated in heaven together as one church.
Yeah.
Not two churches. One church. And in heaven, we all will be a member of the same church. We'll look over and see old man Adam and Eve. We'll look over and see all the others that came before us. Those we thought that didn't make it, bless God, we will find that they made it, but they're waiting on us so that they can be perfected. In other words, they will not be complete until we're completed. And thank God we are complete in Him. So the first reason not to quit is all heaven is watching you. All heaven is watching you. Don't give up. Somebody's watching you. Don't give up. Turn to 2 Corinthians. Let me give you the second reason for not quitting. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And here's why a lot of us quit. We quit because stuff happens to us. Look at verse 16. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Remember, don't lose heart. Don't lose your courage.
Yes, sir.
Don't give up.
Yes, sir.
Don't quit. Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outer man is perishing. Yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. I know it gets hard sometimes. I know we get tired sometimes. We get worn and beaten by life. And it works on our flesh. But the outward man is perishing. And even though the outward man is perishing, our inward man is renewed day by day. This is why it's so important to live your life walking in the Spirit, amen, relying on the Spirit, knowing that even when you feel weak, you can draw from the Spirit and gain some strength.
Yes.
So the outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For a light affliction, God calls your problem,
yes,
the stuff you're going through.
Right.
He calls your test and your trial just a light affliction.
That's right.
In other words, it's just momentary. It's here today, but it'll be gone next week.
Okay.
It'll be gone next month.
Yeah.
It'll be gone next year. Yeah. It is not here to stay. Yeah. Whatever you're going through, beloved, this too shall pass.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
For a light affliction, which is but for a moment. You may say it's been going on for a while. How long is a while? You see, a day with the Lord is just 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. God calls it a light affliction.
Right.
For a light affliction is but for a moment. It is working in us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And if your trial, your test has been going on for a while, just know that God has an exceeding weight of glory that's waiting for you on the other side. But if you give up, you won't make it to the other side. You want to make it through the other side. Glory to God. And I know some folks say, I'm going through. The question is, how long are you going to go through? Only God knows. You don't want to just go through. You want to get through. Well, we do not look at the things which are seen. And that's our problem. We're looking at the things which are seen.
Yes, sir. Huh?
But we look at the things which are not seen.
Yeah.
For the things that are seen are temporary. But the things that are not seen are eternal. And we need eyes of faith.
Yeah.
We need to look at our situation with the third eye.
Yeah.
And the third eye is the eye of faith.
Yes,
and stop looking at just that outward appearance thing. Glory to God. I know it looks bad.
Lord.
But fall back into his arms. And let him show you that it's only temporary. There's some things you don't see. And God is showing you some of those things by the Spirit. And you know those things are eternal. They're not momentary. And when you receive that harvest, it is here to stay. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen.
Hallelujah.
For the things which are seen, they are temporary.
Mm.
But the things which are not seen,
mm-hmm,
are eternal.
Yes.
Don't quit. Why am I saying that? Let me give you a second reason.
Mm-hmm.
The first reason, all heaven is watching you. The second reason you should never quit is because your circumstances is subject to change.
Amen.
Your circumstances is subject to change. They will never remain the same if you continue the journey of faith. They will change. You will reap in due season if you faint not. It's a light affliction. It is subject to change. Many times we want things to change instantly. You know, like a microwave. We live in this instant society now, this instant world. We want to just put it in the microwave and have it to be done, ready. No, 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 no. God is not a microwave God. You see, God can do it at the snap of a finger. But many times God is not going to do it that way because he needs to work some things out of you so he can work the blessing inside of you. You've heard me say, while the blessing is ready for you, you're not ready for the blessing. But your circumstances is subject to change.
Amen.
And to live is to grow.
Yes, sir.
And to grow is to change. And you gotta be patient and allow God to bring the change. And when that change comes, you know you would have grown in the Lord. Now the third reason I want to give you is a very simple reason. It's a promise from the book of Isaiah. Isaiah the 40th chapter, the 31st verse. It says if we wait on God, He will give us the script for the rest of the journey. And they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. I know you feel weak sometimes. I know you feel like giving up sometimes. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with the wings as an eagle. What is God saying? An eagle has very strong wings. An eagle, his wings are so strong, in fact, when the storm comes, the eagle will fly through the storm and above the storm. And God wants to give us the wings like eagles. He wants to give us that strength so that we can not only go through the test, go through the trial, but soar above it and get to the other side of it. They shall mount up with the wings as eagles. They shall run and not get wearied. They shall run and not lose courage. They shall run and not feel like they want to give up. They won't get exhausted. They shall run and not be wearied. They shall walk and not faint. To faint again is to give up, is to quit. And the promise is, if you trust God, God will give you strength to get through whatever you're dealing with. And everybody's dealing with something. Nobody's dealing with free. Nobody is dealing with free. Everybody deals with.
Join us Sunday at Agape Word Fellowship, where Dr. Jerry Maya Williams is your pastor, proclaiming a life-changing message of the agape love and power that God is. We hope you'll join us Sunday for a live worship service at 1430 South New Hope Road in Southeast Raleigh. www.agapeword.net. That's 10 a.m. Sunday at Agape Word Fellowship.
Hi, I'm Jackie Diaz, inviting you to worship with us on Sundays at 10 a.m. Hear a life-changing message of God's unconditional love and acceptance that will strengthen and bless you. Agape Word Fellowship is located at 1430 South New Hope Road in Raleigh. Children and youth ministries are available. Casual dress is always welcome. Agape Word Fellowship is the home of word power. Hola, soy Jackie Diaz, invitándolos a adorar a nuestro Señor los domingos a las 10 de la mañana. Escucha un mensaje de amor incondicional y aceptación y bendición y fortaleza. Los ministerios de niños y jóvenes están disponibles. Vestido casual es bienvenido. Agape Word Fellowship es la casa del poder de la palabra.